Hey bangers, what's up? It's Headbanger1186 here, and I'm here with my friends, and Andy has suggested that I have some kind of character voice. So I'm going to be doing this with a character voice. I'm sorry, I can't do this. I can't. Hey, what's up, guys?
I like that you called people bangers, though. That's
cool.
What
happened to Devin?
Yeah. It just says, wow. Yeah, let's look at this thumbnail. Hey, man, we just saw your profile pic up there. Anyways, guys, I'm Jeff. This happens every time. There we go.
I'm Amanda.
I'm Andy.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Tiffany.
And we're coming at you guys with episode 14 of EREC 2.0. Today is the 12th of April, 2017, the year of our Lord. And we're going to be talking about lots of good stuff today. I'm going to organically introduce articles and stuff to you guys, and we're going to talk about it as you guys are talking about what you're playing this week, and we'll see how this goes. So, yeah, let's talk about what you guys are playing. You guys can take turns, kind of inject each other with, or just inject into each other's conversations and discussions, but what's everybody been playing this week?
PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds.
Ooh, that's a pretty dank game. Devin, how many hours do you have in that?
Oh, I don't know. Let's look. I've got 15. That's it.
15?
Is it the Battlefield 3?
No, it's PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. It's like H1Z1,
oh,
but more realistic.
Oh, is that the one where they run from house to house and collect supplies?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw they play that competitively, I think.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, tell me what...
that one thing? Remember that one?
Yes. Now, tell me what makes this... You said it was more realistic than H1Z1. What makes it more realistic to you?
You can't jump out of a car while it's moving, or else you'll die. Two shots can kill you. There's bullet drop. It's way more realistic. You have to adjust for... You have to zero your gun based on the distance.
Something now, did you find out the jumping out of the car kills you instantly on your own, or did you see that on a stream?
I saw that on a stream before I played the game.
Okay, GG. Okay, so...
I did kill somebody with a frying pan, though. One shot, what's up?
What?
Damn.
Would you hit him in the back of the head?
I just know, if you one shot with a frying pan, kills everybody.
What?
So you can just run up and frying pan the shit out of somebody. Just,
wow.
They're done.
Do you like that better than H1Z1? Can you see yourself putting more time into that one over H1Z1?
If it was better optimized, yes. But right now, it's in a very poor state. If I'm running it on like medium settings, and I'm still only getting about 40 to 50 FPS, which is not good. Yeah. Whereas I'm running H1Z1 at 150 FPS or so all the time on Ultra. So
they have quite a ways, I guess, until they. But that game just released to beta or early access, didn't it?
Early access, yeah. So I mean, it's in a good state for first coming on early access compared to everything else.
Are there any zombies in this, or is it just you guys killing each other?
Nope, it's all just the standard battle royale mode. No zombies, no survival, anything.
All PvP?
Yep.
Amanda, do you see yourself getting this to play with him?
Probably not. I like a lot of PvE.
Yeah, if we could just get her on H1Z1 King of the Kill for once, it's been...
Yeah, you...
Hey, I played once.
Yes, once. Like, 3 months ago.
Well, you guys liked Miscreated, right? Are you guys ever going to go back to Miscreated, or is that poorly optimized too?
I liked it. I enjoyed that game.
The only issue I have now is the fact that DayZ has finally optimized itself to be better than Miscreated, and it already has all the stuff that Miscreated doesn't have, like all the loot and stuff. So I don't see why I wouldn't just go play DayZ.
I had no idea people were the devs were still touching DayZ, so it's.
I didn't either until about last week when I decided I wanted to. When I got the i7 processor, I was like, "Well, I'm going to download DayZ to see how I can actually run it now," and it's way better. So,
well, you're going to get more RAM though, right? Gotta get that RAM, bro.
Yeah, I gotta have. I'm gonna download more RAM.
Download more RAM. Oh, sweet. Andy, what have you been playing this week?
I haven't been playing anything really.
Okay. Safe answer. You just been checking the new TV shows coming out and stuff. Who the fuck got PS5? God damn it, that was probably you, Andy.
I have been playing the new Zelda on my new Switch.
Okay, all right.
We don't have a Switch.
You don't know what I have.
I live here. Yes, I do.
Andy, you have a PlayStation 4 Pro, man. You gotta get on some of this Pro love. It's 4K. That's all, bro.
Well, you know, I've been realistically just playing WoW, getting in on this Legion action, trying to con people to do stuff for me.
Didn't they just release some new raids?
No, not yet. Probably when in May, when school lets out, you know, when the new raid's gonna come out. But they have released, like, new content that's kind of, like, time-gated.
Hmm. Amanda, you need to get on that.
No.
Download WoW again.
I haven't downloaded. I don't have active time right now.
You don't want any of this. It's a bunch of grinding. If you come in later, it's you're just going to get it. While, you know, people are working for it right now. But if you come later, they're just going to hand it to you.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to have it handed to me. I like to have things handed to me. I don't feel like working for things, bro. Or are you talking about they're just going to bend me over and give it to me?
They're going to do both.
Oh, God.
And maybe a reach around just to put the icing on the top.
Well, speaking of MMOs, The Secret World 2, they just announced that they are going to shift to a free-to-play model. This is going to relaunch as The Secret World Legends. Have any of you guys ever played that game, The Secret World?
No, but I saw it going free to play, and I immediately thought about you loving that game.
Hey, I got excited.
Wait, what game
did? The Secret World is going to a free to play model.
Oh, and they're redoing some shit, right?
Yeah, they're supposed to be changing quite a bit of it around. I feel like they may. Right now, it's currently on a buy-to-play model, so I don't really think they're going to see that much of an influx of players because Guild Wars 2 shifted to a free-to-play model, and I don't think that their numbers went up too drastically different. I don't think it was too different. Also, a few days ago, skins for the upcoming April Overwatch event may have leaked via Xbox Live. I think I saw you guys playing this. Everybody's wearing blue suits. Looks like you guys are wearing Tron suits.
Yeah, the skins have already been released. A bunch of people actually got new skins on this one. There's Torbjorn, Reinhardt, Mercy, Tracer, McCree,
Widow,
Bastion, Orisa. And then I think there's two new intros. There's D.Va and Torbjorn.
Also, there's one more for I forget who.
Oh.
Awesome.
Genji.
Tiffany, what have
his
you been
looks
playing?
Really cool.
Yeah, I like his.
Yeah. Overwatch? And Hearthstone.
Overwatch. So you have been soaked into the Blizzard world.
Blizzard world? No.
Yeah, just like Dairy Queen?
No, just Hearthstone and Overwatch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just Hearthstone. And Hearthstone, they had a new expansion come out, and so there's a lot of new cards for that I don't really know anything about because I don't care because I'm not going to use them. I've got the Hunter deck, and I just stick with that because I got a good win rate on it in casual anyways. Not
You're going to need those cards or know what those cards mean whenever you get that tournament play going on.
Yeah, no.
You're going to fly out to Cali.
No,
I already
no.
talked about it with Andy. He said you guys are going to BlizzCon 2018, and you're going to take some trophies home.
No, I'm not. Y'all are trolling me. Stop. But I just been playing an Overwatch. I got I got a friend to buy it, and he's played with me. He does not like it. but he still plays it.
That kind of sounds like how I felt when I played Heroes of the Storm. I just
at least that was free.
Like it.
That was yeah. At least that's free. But it was a trade-off. I bought Battlefield, whatever the new one is. Didn't like it, so it was a trade.
It's pretty fun.
He didn't have to spend any money on Hearthstone, though.
I'm talking about Overwatch.
Oh, he didn't like Overwatch. Yeah.
No, he said it was stupid. He said he Shame feels like he's doing a whatever. You hate it too.
No, Overwatch is I have it downloaded right now. I was probably going to jump in it after the podcast.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Yeah. He says he feels like he does like tons of damage, but nobody dies. So he's and then he says he feels like he gets one-shotted real easy. I don't know.
He
I
wants
don't
that
know.
Realistic experience like Battlefield, right?
Yeah, pop, he does pop, like pop, Battlefield, pop. Yeah. Pop. But other than that, I usually just play Hearthstone in the morning when I over coffee before work, and then on my lunch break, I can get in like 2 games before I got to go back. So, that's all I play. Oh, but talking about games, my coworker, her son is the illustrator for a game called
A Night in the
Kitties.
Woods.
Yeah, you remembered. Yeah, A Night in the Woods.
It's an awesome indie game.
The artwork really is cute. The kitties are adorable.
It does have a very minimalist, but it's got like a minimalist but very clean look for the game. I think it's pretty good. Looks awesome.
Talking about kitty games, whatever happened to that game by the Meat Boy crew about breeding the cats and shit?
Mugenics.
Good question. Yeah, Mugenics.
Yeah, I wanted to play that, but that was a couple years ago.
It was. The most recent game that he was talking about, Ed McMillan was talking about doing, was he partnered up with James ID, who did quite a bit of Binding of Isaac work, and they're doing a turn-based roguelike RPG called The Legend of Bumbo. I feel like they kind of nixed Mugenics because Ed, he had a baby, or his wife had a baby like a year ago, and he's made a lot of money from Meat Boy, so I think that just kind of
Yeah, there's dissolved. An article where he made a statement, it was a year ago, saying that he's unsure of its future, and there's a chance he'll try to revamp it in a few years, but he's not sure how Mugenics is if it's going to come out.
Yeah, that game was supposed to play kind of like Pokemon, and you were going to like merge your different cats together and stuff. That game looked pretty sweet, but sadly, it never happened. Keyshawn, if you're out there, Xseed, they announced Trails in the Sky, the third, and Trails of the Sky Cold Steel is going to be coming to PC. They were previously available on PlayStation 3 and PlayStation Vita, so they are going to be porting that over to PC. So, if you guys are into JRPGs, there's more JRPG love to be had coming to PC soon. Amanda, what have you been playing lately? Spit it.
I've been playing Overwatch and Diablo 3. Off and on, but the game that I've spent the most time on is Mass Effect Andromeda.
Mass Effect Andromeda, what is that?
It's the fourth Mass Effect game. I like it because it's Mass Effect, and I like doing random things and going at my own pace, but I'm not really enjoying the story.
Mm. Oh, why?
I don't know. I don't feel the want or need to actually do the actual story missions. I like doing all the side quests and exploring all the different planets and stuff, but I don't know. I just haven't gotten hooked on the story.
Well, you're not alone.
Do they attach you to the character like they did? Because everybody loved Shepard, whoever that guy was.
Mm-hmm. In this one, you're the Pathfinder. And
you're a fucking rider.
Yeah, and that's all you hear is Pathfinder. Pathfinder.
Hey, Pathfinder.
Hey, Pathfinder.
Welcome to Subway.
Hey, Ryder.
Just kidding. I took that from that video game podcast.
That's why you got to keep your name default. You can't custom name it because then they'll call you by your first name.
Ugh. What is their name? What's the guy's name by default? Is it Alex?
I think it's Dick.
Yeah. It's not Dick Ryder. Andy, come on.
Is it?
Jesus. No, it's not. Oh. What's up, Dick Ryder?
Cop Ryder. I don't know. It's fun. It's pretty, and every planet is different, and there's different hazards, and it's fun. But I don't know. I'm not hooked on the story. And I feel like there aren't as many races, and the new race that they came out with, I'm not a big fan of.
Okay, so it's been stated in some like other news outlets and stuff. They only added two new races that they introduced into this game. Alongside the other existing races. Well, with the exception of, I guess, the new protagonist race that they have.
The cat?
Yeah, the cats.
Yeah,
the cats.
Oh.
Yeah, they're little cats. They're like Puss in Boots from...
wield a little sword.
I would not be intimidated by that at all.
They all have Antonio Banderas doing their voice.
Oh yes. My god, what an overworked voice actor. He's close to 60 now, man.
Wow.
Let him rest. Speaking of Mass Effect Andromeda, they just released an update 1.05, and this introduced eye changes, and a lot of the stuff and comparisons I viewed, it looks like it was much needed, because before their eyes were like always surprised, like they were about to pop out of their heads. It looks like it did smooth some things out, but as far as the animation effects and stuff that everybody harped on, did you guys experience very much of that? Andy, I know you've played a little bit of the game, but yeah, like that.
Yeah.
Those eyes. Yeah, just like that.
I mean, I've seen a little bit of bug out. I think it's mostly how robotic their facial expressions look.
Which, I mean, in the other Mass
That's
Effect games,
like
they were...
you.
Yes.
Andy was not developed by BioWare. Don't open up that can of worms.
Yeah.
Andrew, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a
His
bunch
Switch.
Of things. No.
Don't you dare.
That's holiday season.
Because Devin tried to talk me into wasting my money on a Switch when he came down, and I was like, no, I'm not doing that.
No, first of all, you tried to convince me to buy one first, and then, then I tried to turn it back on you.
Yeah. I said you could keep it here and you could play it anytime you come back over.
Yeah. That was not a good idea.
No.
We
didn't
do it. I learned my lesson buying Nintendo consoles with the Wii.
You could have gone halfsies on it.
I would have done that. That would have
or
been like
tri-sies with Andrew. That's not a thing, but you know.
He would have gotten you the discount.
God. Don't even... No. No.
Next time I come down, we're buying one.
Andrew...
try. Say no.
Okay. But Andrew's not allowed to play it.
Exactly.
Because
he's
going to play it...
We're going to get drunk and let him play for 8 hours, so...
Okay, all right. So yeah, I beat Resident Evil 7. I let Andrew play through it.
Sure,
again.
You did.
That was the second time around. All those new achievements that I was getting, that was on your profile. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Devin and I, we beat it before you even touched it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We beat it.
Oh wow.
In like 20 minutes.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
That's a thing.
What, that scary game?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, you were there the next night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I
only remember it as the scary game, though.
I don't even remember the ending.
Oh my gosh.
We were pretty trashed.
Yeah.
But I still beat it. But yeah, what did you say you were playing, Andrew?
I've been bouncing between different, like playing different games on different devices. I've been playing my Vita recently. been playing Token and Kiwami.
That sounds like a hentai porno.
No, that's basically a Monster Hunter-like game, but with samurais and stuff.
Yeah, that was developed by Omega Force, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Dynasty Warriors Bros.
I was also playing Neo for the past couple of days.
Neo, and what platform is that available on?
That's only available on PS4.
Mm-hmm. And he's got some questions.
You haven't played Horizon Zero Dawn yet?
Oh, God. No,
I want to, really bad.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it is a PS4 exclusive strong female lead.
Yeah, I don't want a strong female lead being on the TV right now. Okay, I don't want to look over and just see, like, a female dominating everyone because it's not
what
a believable
game have
story.
You been playing,
at all.
Jeff, huh? What
yeah,
game have you been playing?
Yeah, Nier Automata.
Oh.
What is
okay.
that?
Okay,
is
okay.
Is she a
Hold
female?
On. No,
God,
she's
I
not.
Wish I could play
she's
that.
A cyborg.
No,
she's
an android.
So she is not a true female. That she had to be augmented
but,
so she could be successful. That's not like a natural
could,
born female.
You could, if you find the right chips, you can be a man.
We'll talk later after the podcast. I need this information.
It takes more chips to be a man.
I agree. You have to have more chips on the table. You have to have more that you have to, you know, sacrifice and stuff. But, yeah, there was a weird bug. Like, I accidentally held down both thumbsticks. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Andrew, but I accidentally blew her clothes off, and she walks around and for the rest of the game session, like, in her, like, underwear. It's weird. Japanese people are weird.
Accidentally?
Yep. The strange bug Jeff accidentally found was for me.
Like,
hey Jeff, did you know about this strange bug?
I was like, what? Oh man, that's so cool or funny.
Wouldn't that just be weird if that happened? Why don't you just try playing it like that?
So how many hours have you put into Neo?
Close to about like 20 some or 30.
Are you almost done with it?
I have no idea.
What? You haven't been looking up any guides or sweet walkthroughs?
No, I've been playing it like without any guides or anything.
You're killing me here.
What weapons are you upgrading?
I switch between different ones since it doesn't have any. Unlike Dark Souls, it does. It just gives you a weapon type. Like
Chris,
you can
Chris
find like
says he likes the spear.
Spear is pretty good. I've been enjoying the two katanas. Because I have, like, a whirlwind move that you can do. There's also the Kasarigama, the chain and sickle. Or the normal katana and the axe.
Aren't there challenge missions or something to get, like, better loot?
Yeah, there's... So far from what I've seen is, like, you'll be challenged to a duel by a famous Japanese fighter. And when you beat him, then you can get his weapon.
Wait, is this famous Japanese fighter based off of a real guy?
Yeah.
Are you not trying to spoil it? Is that why you didn't say his name?
Or no, no, no. There's different ones. There's, I forget his first name, but something Tachibana.
Tachibana?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Tachibana. Uses power of lightning.
Touch a booty.
Steven Seagal.
Unfortunately, he's not Asian.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I would pay
you
for
gotta
that.
You gotta beat them all, man. You gotta beat them all.
You gotta beat them off?
All Devin. You have to beat
gotta
them all.
Gotta beat them off.
Yeah. Side note, Devin, how much did you pay for that box fan you have in the background over there?
Honestly, yeah. I think I've had that thing since I was maybe 12.
Okay, so it's value. How much airflow does that thing push?
It's terrible. And it's loud. That's
it's
why
terrible.
It's
terrible.
It's loud.
Oh
but
my
it's,
God.
It's got sentimental value because I've had it so long.
That there is that.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we keep Andrew around, right?
That is true. Andrew has
value.
A very big sentimental. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so good news, guys. It was pretty much a given anyways, but Destiny 2 will not require Activision's own client. I figured that. I didn't even know Activision had their own client because they release all their games on Steam.
Wait,
but
they do?
Right?
What's that? What's that, Devin?
BattleNet, right? Doesn't Activision?
No. That's Blizzard's. Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so Blizzard is, yeah, they are owned by Activision, but since this isn't a Blizzard title, like all their other games that they publish directly, like the Call of Duty series, that's all on Steam. Call of Duty is awesome, but it's good. Infinite Warfare is out right now, guys. Buy it, play it with me. It's gonna be fun. I still have that installed. I've only put like 5 hours into it total.
You put 5 hours into Infinite Warfare?
It's been out since August, bro.
Still.
But yes, so it's not going to be on the Windows Store. So Andy, there's a chance that we can play this together. Okay, you're not going to have to buy it on the Windows Store, so you don't have to worry about that. It's going to be released through Steam.
Okay.
I'm pretty excited about that, right? Also, a special Dragon Quest slime-shaped controller has been announced for PlayStation 4. Yes, it is the king of consoles. Yes, PlayStation 4 is supreme. I can admit that Xbox One cannot compete, and this looks like an adorable and awesome controller that they're releasing. It looks like a little slime from Dragon Quest.
It looks like a remake of the PS3 one that they released for, PS2 one.
I just wish they had cool special-shaped keyboards and stuff, like the console. Consoles get all the good stuff. PC gets shit on. Makes me sad.
Did you play any of the Pirates game beta?
Pirates. Are you talking about Sea of Thieves or?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get in. I didn't get into that beta.
I'm surprised you didn't get a review key. Did you hit up Microsoft?
I hit them up in February. I'm still waiting to hear back from them. But you know, they'll come around maybe someday. I'll tell you which area PC didn't get shit on, which is Bayonetta has officially released on PC.
4K
game.
4K, 60 FPS. This game was probably one of the best action games that released on the consoles. Devin, I'm telling you, you gotta try this out. I know you like action games. I know you like booty. All right, and there's plenty of it. I see you nod your head, yes. Yeah, you look like you're digging it.
I like booty. I'll give you that. I like booty.
It is a good game. It's in the vein of like Devil May Cry type action.
Oh, totally.
Made by the same guy who created the first one.
Right.
It is good. I don't see myself picking this up unless it's on a really big sale.
Super discount. Yeah. I mean, it's only $20. It released at $20, which is pretty good. I know they announced Bayonetta 3, so. Bayonetta 2 was a Wii U exclusive, and it sold pretty well, but not as well as the first Bayonetta did across all platforms for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It actually sold less than half of what they sold across all platforms. My math is right, Andrew. Don't Google it right now. Trust me, I've already checked it. I've been playing Diablo 3. I played quite a bit of Diablo 3 this last week. I got up to Paragon level 326, so that's good. I was talking to Andy about this the other day. I feel like I've already done everything that I could this season. I mean, I could try to go for some of the harder achievements, but let's be honest here. What's the point? What's the point? To get more achievements?
That's it. If you got everything for the season so far. I mean, you could try to get on the leaderboard if you're into that.
Yeah, like that's going to happen. Screw you, Quinn69. I'm never going to make it to his level. Who's the best player on Player Unknown, Devin?
Me.
Yeah, I mean.
Right, who's really the best player?
Where are you at?
Probably Summit. I think Summit's up there. I think he was number one for a long time.
Of what game?
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Have you ever seen him play it? It seems like there's like static spawns and shit. Like, what is the point in that? Like, his strategy is just like, oh, I'm going to land over here because a car spawns over here. Then we're going to hit up this place because there's a lot of shit over here. It's like, what's the point in that if the map is the same and the spawn points are going to be the same?
It's not the same items. But there's certain spawn points for items, but it's not necessarily the same items. And cars are a little bit more like that. You're almost always going to find a car in the same spot, but that's only because it's new, it's early, and they haven't figured that out yet. But as far as guns, it's like you can find areas that's going to have more guns, but finding like a sniper rifle is kind of more luck than anything.
Next up, we also have Darkest Dungeon. Now has full mod support through the Steam Workshop. So the game officially released, I think it was a couple of months ago. The game officially released fully. It left early access. Darkest Dungeon now has full mod support, which people have been asking for it for a long time. Darkest Dungeon is one of the better looking indie dungeon crawler games that they have out there. So check it out. It's pretty sweet. Some of the mods are cool. They've added a ton of new classes and stuff. So one of the other games I have played was Nier Automata. It, so far, it's probably one of my favorite games of 2016 that I've tried out so far. I was very sketchy about getting into it because I didn't want anything to be sacrificed from the original Nier, but everything's here. It's an excellent game. The action's great. The transition from different genres is great. So you might be fighting, it's an action fighting RPG 1 minute, and then you go to a different area and it's kind of like a twin stick shooter where you're just keeping the enemies at bay. And then it also has a side-scrolling segment, but they don't, it's not a polarizing experience. They don't just smack you with it. You just kind of, it just eases you into it. So I'm liking everything that I'm playing of it so far. The art, aesthetics, and everything are great. It just, you find yourself in a steampunk, I hate to keep using this word so much, but like steampunk dystopian society where you're trying to go back and, I guess, make Earth livable again. And there's a lot of robots that have rebelled. A lot of them have malfunctioned and stuff. And it's pretty interesting. So I'm really enjoying that one. Some sad news for you fighting game fans. Dustin, if you were here, you'd be able to hear this. But Mad Catz has filed for bankruptcy. I didn't really see that coming. Andy, what happened, dude? What happened to Mad Catz?
You know, no one's buying their garbage. Like, yeah. They put out shitty accessories. I mean, what? they sell them in Walmart.
They were one of the OGs for third-party controller development for a while.
Yeah, but if you ever bought an Xbox controller made by them, like back in the day, it was cheap plastic and had a bunch of LEDs in it, and it didn't last more than a month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
The main reason why they had went under was because they basically went in to make the guitars for that recent Guitar Hero game.
Really? Guitar Hero was the reason why they failed?
Basically. Because they was like, hey, we're going to make the official controllers and everything.
I thought they did Rock Band.
Like the newest Guitar Hero game that came out that everyone hated?
I don't even know. I didn't even know that there was a Rock or a Guitar Hero game that just came out.
Yeah, it came out maybe 2 years ago.
Oh, what the hell? You made it sound like it just came out, dude.
No.
2 years ago and now they're going bankrupt? That doesn't sound right.
Or it might have been last year.
Okay, Andrew's off here. I'm just kidding. Your timeline's a little off, bro. Man, that sucks. Well, besides that, I have a few indie games that I've been playing. The developers have been kind enough to give us some keys for those, so I've been trying them out. I've talked to a few of you about Loot Rascals, which is a top-down, turn-based roguelike. See it right there, Andy? Roguelike, so you know I'm going to like it a little bit. It's a different experience every time. It's a top-down, turn-based loot RPG where you get quite a bit of loot to equip, use, weapons, items, defensive items from the different aliens that you beat. And it was good. It was a really good game. I like the art style. The art style reminded me a lot of Katamari Damacy. And it was a very nice little game. That game has been out. And I'm going to say overall, I give it 8 J's out of 10. I like it. An excellent amount of replayability. It's brutal, though. Don't go into it thinking that it's going to be, you know, easy, because it's not. It's everything but easy. And also started playing Rain World. Rain World is a newer released indie game as well, and it's not what I thought it was going to be. Between the platforming and combat, it's an interesting and kind of hard game. I can't give you too many details on it, but you're a cute little white fluffy animal that's constantly trying to seek shelter from the rain while collecting food and maintaining your hunger in the process. So it threw some different mechanics at me, so I'm still working on not sucking hard at that game, which, as Devin might say, I suck hard at every game. Totally untrue.
If it has PvP, you suck hard.
No. Okay. I got mad at For Honor, but For Honor is bullshit, okay? Let's be honest here.
You suck.
Whatever. I bet you if I jumped on PlayerUnknown right now, I'd be whooping some ass.
Bet.
No.
That's what
I'm I'm not going to do that right now. Just because I just don't have the money for that. Also, Andy, you will be excited to hear that Marvel Heroes is coming to PS4 and Xbox One this spring.
And it's like coming... I said, all the people that were pissed about their stupid changes to the travel powers, called it, man. They called it. They're like, they're nerfing this so they could get it ready for consoles. Guess what? Oh, it's going to consoles.
This is coming out as Marvel Heroes Omega. So I expect to hear Andy's full review of this game on PlayStation 4 Pro.
It better support like cross-platform. Like if I go on there, I better be able to link my current account and use the same people.
With the thousands and thousands of dollars that you have spent on that, they better. I'm just kidding. He hasn't spent. You haven't spent that much, right?
It's probably over the years. It's probably a little over 1,000.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, but you should see the amount of hours this guy's put into it. It's been ridiculous. He's played a ton of it. Yeah, but that's coming out. That's coming out very soon. In sadder news, we have Microsoft is rolling out microtransactions. They are going to allow you to purchase third-party content. Does that sound like a red flag to anybody?
Third-party content as in mods?
Well, it says, in the marketplace, users will find packs that include story content. I don't know if they're actually going to do official story stuff.
I mean, if anybody can pass anything off as third-party, I could write a shitty story and say it's worth $50.
Let's talk again after this. We need to talk so we can take this to Microsoft. So you will be able to use an adorable virtual currency called Minecraft coins, and you can buy them for $1.99, which will give you 300. That sounds like a lot of Microsoft coins, coins.
Are they like putting mod support in for Minecraft?
Oh, I hope not.
Because I don't think the Xbox has enough like resources to run the mods.
You know, you say that, but I got one word for you. Scorpio.
Scorpio, and hello. Also, I forgot about the hidden core. Like, unlocking that hidden core to give it that extra push.
Oh my god. I don't know how you recall some of this stuff, but that was... I think you're the only person that remembered that, and they were hoping that no one else was still talking about that.
Yeah. Remember when Assassin's Creed Unity came out? They were like, yeah, we're putting out a patch to unlock the hidden core to really push this game, and that game ran like complete shit.
That was an April Fool's joke, right?
Yeah.
Oh, God, I hope so. Okay, so I want to hear some discussion on this. Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Jesus Christ.
The trailer has leaked, and it reveals prequel and The Force Awakens characters.
Also, they're changing the DLC model, so if your friend owns the premium like DLC maps or whatever, and you group up with him, you can play with him on those maps.
Okay. Tell me I'm not the only one pumped about this. Guys, who's with me?
Are you really pumped about that?
I'm down with that decision. One, because they already lock people out of so much content with doing these stupid premium DLC maps.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can actually play them, and there won't be like 10 people playing the DLC.
Yeah, that kind of sucks. But I have the first Battlefront on Origin, and let me tell you, that game is beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's not very fun, but it is beautiful. It looks awesome.
I think if we played it on consoles, we'd probably get a better experience.
Devin, can you provide a second opinion on that?
It sucks.
Wow. Okay, alright.
Yeah.
He was suggesting we play it on consoles for a more friendlier experience. Now, how's that sound? How about that?
No, I thought play consoles.
You have an Xbox One, though, right? We could play it on Xbox One.
I do not have an Xbox One. I gave it away.
you swear to whatever god you don't believe in?
Fair enough.
You're killing me.
I swear to Andrew.
Oh, man. You don't care about him, too, because you don't consider
him family. About Andrew more than I care about any other family member.
Okay. I'll take that. Yeah. But yeah, they had Rey and Kylo Ren in this from The Force Awakens. Amanda, you had like a little sarcastic comment. I hope that you're not hating on this.
No, I just didn't know if you were actually excited or wanting to play it.
Bruh. Yes.
She's I am Bruh-bay.
When's it come out?
I would say it's probably going to come out around November.
Okay, so it's going to be around your birthday? I wonder why Amanda's asking if you like it.
No.
We also have some games that came out this week. Yooka-Laylee. I don't know. Devin, did you ever play Banjo-Kazooie when you were little? Don't lie.
I didn't.
I can imagine little Devin played his N64, though.
I did. I played Conker's Bad Fur Day.
Okay, so you played Conker's Bad Fur Day. Well, this is from some of the same people that made Conker's Bad Fur Day. Could you see yourself playing a new game like that for the new generations for PC?
Probably not.
Okay, fair enough. All right, so, yeah, whatever. If you guys grew up playing some of those games, this game released on the 11th. However, it releases at a $39.99 price point, and the reviews have been kind of all over the place for it. It's a very pretty looking game, but I think I might reach out to the developers and see if we can secure a review copy so we can talk about that.
I kind of think that it sucks that they had sent out the review codes to like just other people rather than really like giving the codes to the backers first and then sending out review codes afterwards.
Well, they have to have someone talking about the game. I mean, people are still getting their backer review codes. But for the press, it's a little different, buddy. You know, the press needs this now. And the E-Rec podcast is the press.
I'll tell you what we need to do as far as playing a free MMO. We need to give Knights of the Old Republic another shot.
Now, I feel like you're trolling, man, because that game was horrible.
Yeah, back in the day, but I think now if you start on a free, they'll give you a max level character.
Devin, you want to play Star Wars with us? The Old Republic Online?
I've played it a couple times. I don't know. It's hard for me to get into an MMO unless it's, I don't know. I have to be able to aim with my mouse. I don't want to do the hold the right click and then turn.
Oh. Well, you liked the Elder Scrolls Online, right?
Yes, because it was like that.
Yeah, I know you could go into first person and then aim that way.
I didn't think first person, though.
Oh. I feel like that game was made for controller. That game feels so much more better. More better? It feels so much more comfortable. So much more better. Betterer than the
they're much more bestest.
What were you saying, Andrew?
I was going to say he might like Final Fantasy MMO 14.
No. God, no. No. I don't even like that game.
I got it free.
That's Super Controller.
Ugh. God.
My first PC, I got it with my graphics card.
Final Fantasy 14?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was not. Look, it was also my first MMO ever. So.
You sure, Jeff? They're coming out with a samurai class.
No, sir.
You not excited about that?
Nope. So, we talked about what we were playing. We also talked about a couple of releases and video game news. Now, let's just kind of open this up a little bit. See if, was there anything else that you guys wanted to discuss or talk about before we kind of cap it off? Let's do like a who would win or something, or, you know, if you guys...
I was going to say, I also looked and I saw it was the third highlight intro was for Zenyatta.
Oh, awesome. Who's Zenyatta?
The robot.
In Nier Automata?
No, in Overwatch.
Oh,
the
yeah,
healer right. one that floats.
Okay, I gotcha.
That robot throws,
silver.
That throws his balls at people. Yeah.
Or his walnuts.
Oh my god. Oh, if it's the Christmas skin, right?
Yeah, he has nuts around his neck.
I feel like you ladies are taking this some
No, that was
territory.
All Amanda and her wit.
Oh. For sure. So what else did you guys want to talk about?
I didn't know Eddie Murphy had a brother until recently.
Oh my god, Charlie really? Murphy. Yes, he died today. Charlie Murphy.
Yeah, I saw that.
That sucked.
I enjoy Charlie Murphy more than I did Eddie Murphy from the Charlie Murphy on the Chappelle show.
It's from all the roids, man.
You know he was in
really?
The Navy?
He got leukemia from steroids?
It's actually from eating squirrels.
I ate squirrel when I was little with ketchup.
Really? Don't scare her. Jesus.
Yeah, my daddy shot him and my granny fried him up.
Oh, man.
I ate him with ketchup. Oh. That was my childhood condiment, so I ate everything with ketchup. But
I thought you said childhood condom. I was like,
condiment.
I understand.
Yeah. Oh, I watched a recent Chappelle show. He got beefy.
He did. You must have watched
the really
special.
I really liked it because he said he's just so funny. He said he's just so chill too. And he said he was in Texas and he said it was some skit about his wife and she was pregnant and he didn't want the male gynecologist looking at it, her vagina. And so he's like, oh, yo, bro, get out the way. Just tell me what I'm looking for. Just tell me what I'm looking for. And he gets all down and like, you know, like if he was at the end of his lady's vagina, you know, looking at the baby or trying to see. You can't see the baby. No, never mind. Anyway.
Yeah, to shine a light or something. But I didn't know Dave Chappelle was married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got kids and shit.
Good Lord.
Don't you
depressed.
Remember he said in a skit a long time ago, he said his kid made him a macaroni necklace and he was like, wow, you made this? You came from my ball sack. And you look at what you're making and you came from my ball sack. That was a funny skit too. That one had me rolling. Because it's so true. They just start off as little liquid sperm and then they grow into this what we are, these humans. It is pretty crazy.
This is anyway. This is sex talk on the EREC podcast, and
it's not sex talk. It's not.
Yes, Charlie Murphy did pass away. I enjoyed him. Thought he was a great guy. He hasn't starred in anything in a while. I think the last thing I saw him in was Black Jesus.
Yeah,
it was
a TV
show,
Cartoon Network.
Yep. It's really sad. Devin, you've been kind of having... I know you like to fight and you do MMA, but you've been kind of... You've been doing MMA. But you've been having an internal struggle lately because you've been watching just some dark emotional journey. Why don't you give me 13 reasons why you've been watching this show?
Because I watched the first episode when we were drunk Friday. No. Saturday night. We drank and watched the first episode, and after the first episode, I was hooked.
What
did
is
you
it?
guys end up crying?
13 Reasons Why on Netflix.
13 Reasons Why what?
It's about a teenager suicide, and this kid's like trying to figure out why they did it.
Oh.
Yeah. Now did you know that this was a suicide, Devin, until now?
No, I had no idea. He just spoiled the whole thing.
You lie.
But it's real good. I mean, the thing that I've noticed so far into the show is that I think the girl who committed suicide was just a whiny bitch. So far. She like it's just like she puts people on the tape, like she made, like you made the list or whatever, and it's like for such minuscule reasons.
That must have been the picture I saw today, because there is like text, you know, like one of those like pictures of text, and it says me walking up to someone in class, hey man, can I borrow your pencil? Oh no, sorry, this is my only one. And it was like, that's it, that's your tape.
Congrats, welcome to the tape.
Welcome to the tape. That's it.
That's it. That's basically how God.
The show. I saw that same line on a meme with this Asian dude that got pulled off the plane.
I'm just curious. Here's what did tape. You think of Iron Fist? What did you think of Iron Fist?
Me?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. I haven't even watched the first episode.
Don't watch it. I'll tell you that.
I mean, I'm going to watch it because I want to know everything that happened leading up to the Defenders, but I'm not looking forward to it, really.
I heard he gets that ass beat quite a bit.
It's just odd. Even I normally, Andy dissects movies, TV shows, dissects everything. So he finds all kinds of story plots and writing errors. It's very odd. Me, I don't normally notice this kind of shit. I notice editing mistakes, like a window's closed in one shot, they pan away, they pan back, and it's open. I notice shit like that. But yeah, I visually notice stuff like that, but I don't notice as far as like the script goes. I don't really notice plot holes. This one, it was so bad I did. He really does get his ass kicked quite a bit, and it's kind of like, you're supposed to have been trained by monks, and
I'm still trying to fight though.
When you see how much, like, yeah, it's like he knows nothing. It's like he really does not know.
Of course he got trained by monks. Of course he doesn't know anything.
It's terrible to the point where it's not that he gets his ass beat a lot. It's that he acts like a fucking child emotionally.
Yeah, he's not very manly.
One of the first lines out of his mouth is like, I've been trained for 15 years to control my emotions. 10 minutes later, he's losing his shit on somebody because somebody disses his friend.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, the writing, it just, the actor seems good, but he's not given very much to work with. Luke Cage and Daredevil are the best ones to me.
Yeah, so real talk, how does this show stack up against Luke Cage?
Luke Cage is way better.
It's in its own league. Daredevil and Luke Cage is in its own.
Yeah, like, I think Punisher is gonna wipe the floor with Iron Fist.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh man, Frank Castle, Andy. If you were gonna be a superhero, you would be Frank fucking Castle. Man.
Speaking of that,
wait,
guy,
isn't Andy part Asian? Shouldn't he actually be Iron Fist?
No, because in the comics, you know, he is a white boy.
Andrew is going to be Wilson Fisk.
Wilson Fisk?
Who is that?
Pinhead Ball Man!
If we were going to recast Rhino for Spider-Man, that's Andrew.
Oh, yes, Andrew is Rhino.
Who? Oh, yes. Andrew's Rhino? No. if Andrew is a superhero, he would be
Jamie Foxx's Electro Man.
If he was black,
I would love to see him. Actually, I would rather see him in, what is it, Dr. Manhattan? In that costume.
Oh no.
You want to see his schlong?
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
You already did when we were drunk, dude.
That would be That would
no,
be such,
Jeff Lyon.
Such a parody.
Jeff Lyon.
I mean, just to see Andrew as Dr. Manhattan and you know, he looks like an average Joe rather than a tightly built godlike being.
I don't think anyone would take him seriously.
I would take it seriously.
He would be all blue.
I'd take him from behind seriously.
Oh my god.
I'm trying to think. But yeah, Frank Castle. Shane played a damn good... I'm glad they killed him off The Walking Dead so that he could go on to be fucking Frank Castle. I think it's just going to be phenomenal.
I wish they'd kill off The Walking Dead. Because that show's fucking awful.
It'd be at least one more season before they do that.
I'm glad that this season finale was like, what, their lowest number that they've had ever? Viewers or something like that? They said it was like the lowest returning viewers that they've had for a finale. But yeah.
I'm still enjoying it. I'm still enjoying it. Oh, what else did we watch? The Flash? Oh, The Flash. Barry Allen is so nice. But this particular season, I feel like they're writing... Anytime I talk shit about a show, it's usually not the actors or the show itself. It's just the dialogue is not right. And so the writing. So I feel like they have written Barry to be like, Barry's real sweet and kind-hearted and kind-natured to everyone except fucking Wally. He is like, he's so level-headed and patient and forgiving to everyone. But as soon as Wally makes a mistake, as soon as the writers write in for Wally to have made a mistake, they also write in for Barry Allen to be a complete dick to him. And it seems out of character that he's so harsh on Wally compared to everyone else and all their fuck ups. Like, he barely batted an eye at fucking what's her face? Dr. Snow Girl, Caitlin. They barely batted an eye when she kept the Philosopher's Stone from truly being put into the Speed Force. But by gosh, Wally does something with good intentions as well. And Wally, what the fuck were you thinking? And he doesn't say that because they don't cuss, but you know. Andy doesn't like this Wally West, but I do, but I didn't read the comics. But I like Wally.
Okay.
Andy just wants him to be white.
And the song in the last episode I watched, it was an original song. It is such a beautiful song. It really is. Like, I don't normally like mushy songs anymore since I'm an adult. I did when I was like 13 and 15, but now not so much. But this was a really nice lovey-dovey song, like Running Home to You or something. You should Google it. It's really pretty.
Running Home to You.
It was clever. I think it was written by the dude that plays Barry Allen and Michael Stipe.
Oh.
I don't know, but they write
that up.
Michael Stipe.
Whoever wrote it, they wrote it specifically for the show, like you said.
Michael Scarn. Yes, it was written by Michael Scarn. Devin knows who that guy is.
I love
Michael. Secret agent Michael Scarn.
Yeah, I love him. He's my favorite.
Amanda, what have you been watching?
Been watching like crime shows and detective shows. I haven't really been keeping up. I tried keeping up with Walking Dead, but like you saw, like when you came home and I had the season finale episode on, and I was passed out because I've just lost complete interest in that whole series.
I wanted to finish that season finale of The Walking Dead, and let me tell you, I had to catch my breath because. Oh, God, I'm so emotional right now. It was
bullshit.
So crazy.
Yes,
let me tell you.
Too.
There were zombies and tigers and there was this guy with a red scarf and a baseball bat. And there was
Are you
Rick.
Talking about The Walking Dead?
and there was Rick, and he had tears in his eyes like he always does. And you know what I noticed? I'll tell you what I noticed. They are so lazy with their writing that they don't even know what to write for Rick anymore. And because he keeps using the same lines, like Negan's like, he's like, I'm going to take your hands. And then he was like, so what do you have to say about that? And he's like, I told you, it may not be today. It may not be tomorrow, but I'm going to kill you. I'm going to kill you. And I was like, oh my God, I've only heard him say that like two or three times before. It's so
You know, great. he's really British.
I know he's really British.
What's funny is that he says that in the comics too, and yet he doesn't kill him.
What?
Yeah.
Negan's not going to die?
Negan is going to teach Rick his, you know, all his little body movements of, let me lean back, with my baseball bat on my shoulder.
I actually think he's playing a really, Dean and Sam's dad's playing a really good bad guy.
Well, he's good. It's just the rest of the show that's bad.
He's playing a really good dad. He's being a dad to the world. Okay, you know, he's having to spank a little booties here and there to keep him in line. But he's just being the world's daddy right now. Wow. You know, wiping their noses, making sure they clean their diapers.
I'm at that point where I just want to know, what's going to happen on the next season of The Walking Dead? Who's going to die this time?
Negan!
I don't know. That's what's exciting. They're going to bring me back for this.
I think it may be Glenn. Glenn may die this time around.
He already did.
It's funny you said that because I saw a meme today where they photoshopped Negan on an airplane and he's like, I'm looking for volunteers. And then the doctor, they photoshopped Glenn's face on it and he was like, just looking at him. So.
Oh, you know what? I read an article that said that Steven Yeun's family could not even watch his scene where he died because the makeup was just so good and gory they couldn't even watch it.
I couldn't stop watching it because it was so funny. He's like,
which to be fair, he does the exact same thing in the comics. Like,
yeah,
his head,
he does.
His,
he does. His
and he's just looking.
It.
He's just like. He's like.
You know, like it would be real.
I don't know
easy.
Why you think it's funny. A man's last words to his lady before he dies. Let's see how graceful you look, motherfucker.
It's funny because the show just it's not going. it's not going anywhere. Okay, the show's not going anywhere. They do the same shit every season. So
I'm
it's
good
just
with
like,
that. Just like I'm good with Naruto fillers.
Yeah, I just
look.
They just.
Look, like...
We gotta nix it, man.
The one thing The Walking Dead doesn't have going for it, they always promote, we're a family, we're gonna do what it takes to survive, blah, blah, blah. But the one thing they didn't learn, I mean, I know they heard of DMX, right? Ride or die, homie. Ride or die. Okay, so...
X gonna give it to you.
So, it's either all of you gonna die... Or you're just going to let one of you get killed off one by one. I'd rather all of us die at once.
I'm cool with
that.
Get
a whole new cast up in that bitch.
Okay. Devin, I think you have a point there. You may have a point.
I was going to ask, did y'all hear about that they're going to be replacing the actor who plays Negan next season?
Why?
Andrew's fixing the troll. Go ahead, Andrew.
Well, because they saw, you know, this other person did, like, a very good rendition of him. So, you know, it's going to be Dave Chappelle.
Shut up, Andrew.
I wish it was Dave Chappelle.
I would watch it if Dave Chappelle was in there.
This video Andy showed me of this guy named Chigga Bitch.
Rich Chigga.
Rich Chigga.
I've watched that too. And
that
Andy
kid
gave me his
I
life
have
story.
Respect for that kid because he learned English from YouTube videos and made up a rap. And then I saw real rappers critiquing his videos. And they said it was really cool how he got away without saying Inna, by saying chigga without saying inna, but he's still saying it because he's saying chigga. And they thought that was cool. But this kid's wearing a pink polo and a fanny pack. And he looks like a prep boy, an 80s prep boy, but he is talking about killing the popo, which he must be listening to old rap, because rappers don't talk about killing the police anymore. That was just in during the time before I was born over in California.
That was mainly 90s.
Oh, okay. Well, I was born by then, but at L.A., when brutality was horrible.
Right.
But anyways, he must have been listening. Anyways, but that was kind of cool. That kid really did rap pretty good.
You know what? Maybe I should. I think I should just learn. I'm going to learn like German or Swedish, and then I'm going to make it as a German or Swedish rapper.
What about Tagalog? I can teach you a couple words in Tagalog. I love you. You're rude.
I would. I just.
But that sounded good, right?
Yeah. I don't want to go on tour in the Philippines. I want to go all over the world. I mean, if I go on tour in the Philippines, I'm going to come back with a couple wives, and I don't want to do that. A
couple lady boys.
For Andrew. Wives for Andrew.
I was going to say, Jeff, just listen to that. One German thing you like listening to a lot.
What?
That duel.
Oh, du must. You're talking German...
about Rammstein.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just keep listening to that over and over, and you'll get it.
Devin's rubbing his box fan right now. He's looking pretty damn good. All right, guys. Well, that's just about all I have. Is there anything else you guys wanted to?
Andy got me Baruto, and I've watched a couple episodes on YouTube before. I haven't even finished the original yet. I'm waiting for all of them. But, Naruto and Hinata are getting married.
I can't imagine someone
younger, like my age or younger, that has watched this show from its first initial episode throughout the entire series. Because I binge watched the shit out of it and got caught up from Naruto, like when he was a little boy, and all of those, and then Shippuden to now. And I binge watched it and got caught up, but some kid that like literally grew up watching it over the course of 15 years and aged 15 years watching. That's pretty. I have a deep connection to Naruto. Everyone in the whole world should be forced to watch it.
The only thing I was going to ask,
if it was Cowboy Bebop. Go ahead.
I was going to say, didn't they turn Orochimaru basically into Negan, where it's like, oh yeah, we're not going to kill him, even though we was doing the whole thing?
Yeah, they haven't killed him. Yeah, he's still roaming the town looking for a wedding present for Hinata and Naruto. All
right.
But I was going to say, have you guys watched any of that new Samurai Jack season?
No.
I have not.
Oh.
Andy has.
Okay. What'd you think about it, Andy?
I thought it was pretty good. I like that it's meant for the older fans.
And definitely. This is obviously...
And it's a lot darker, you know.
Yeah, I love watching him chucking those children off that cliff.
Yeah, I like that too. I'm like, yeah, do that.
That sounds pretty dark, guys. Pretty dark.
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Do you guys want to go ahead and wrap this up?
Yeah.
All right. Well, until next time, which will be next week, I'm Jeff, a.k.a. Headbanger1186, a.k.a. Head Bobber 1186, as Devin calls me, a.k.a.
Jesus.
Jesus. Yeah, right. A.k.a. Jesus. They also call me that. So, that's me.
I am Andrew the Pussy Slayer.
You slay it, Andrew. I love. Oh my God, he has Mighty Number 9 on his shirt too. I forgot about that. That's awesome. Man. Yeah, Andrew, stop face palming and outro yourself.
Yeah, I'm Andrew.
The Pussy Slayer.
One day. Next time Devin comes down. It's all. He's gonna get you drunk.
And laid.
Alright. That's Tiffany. That's Amanda.
And I'm Andy.
That's Andy. And we'll catch you guys next time.
Alright, later.
Take it easy, guys.
Peace.
Bye.
Bye.